Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And let's get some more perspective on the indictment from Professor Jameel Jaffer. He's a former White House lawyer under George W. Bush and executive director of the National Security Institute at the Antonin Scalia School of Law at George Mason University. And Professor, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me on.
I'd love to hear your reaction to the indictment, starting with how strong a case do you think this is against former President Trump?
Well, look, you know, we don't know what we don't know, but based on the facts that we've seen reported, it appears to be a fairly strong case, right? The Justice Department has brought charges alleging, or appears to be bringing charges that alleging that the president willfully retained classified or national defense information and knowingly kept it after being requested to return it. And on that front, you know, he has these documents that were marked classified. At one point, he did say, as Kerry pointed out, that they were declassified. But we haven't seen or heard yet any basis for that assertion, other than his say-so. He says he could declassify things by thinking about it, which is, by the way, not a thing that you can do.
Right.
You know, and so it's going to be an uphill battle for him, I think. I predict going into court if, in fact, the facts are as we have heard. Now, the one thing I will say is, a lot of times when you hear stuff based on reporting and leaks and the like, oftentimes the facts are a little bit off from what you've learned. And so there may be other facts that support the president's argument that he didn't do these things he's alleged to have done, which is why it's important to keep in mind the presumption of innocence. And we'll see about what happens with this case going forward, including this indictment that'll be unsealed in the near future and the president will respond to on Tuesday.
Right. As you said, we're not going to know what's even in the indictment until it's unsealed next week. But Trump's lawyers have released information about the charges. And one is apparently for allegedly retaining national defense secrets, violating the Espionage Act. Can you remind us what the Espionage Act is and how Trump could be charged under that?
Sure. So, you know, as a general matter, the Espionage Act, it's a statute from 1917 or parts of it dating back to 1917, and it generally criminalizes the disclosure or the transfer of classified national defense information to foreign nationals. Now, there are provisions of the Espionage Act, in particular the provision that the president is apparently being charged under, that make it unlawful, forget whether you gave it to a foreigner or transmitted or you were a spy, simply taking and retaining classified information or national defense information. By the way, there's a difference between the two. We can talk a little bit about that. But retaining national defense information, and then when requested, not returning it, right? That itself is a crime under the Espionage Act. But aside whether you're a spy or not, whether you transfer it to a foreigner or not, as long as you have it, you know that it could harm the U.S. or benefit a foreign nation, and you retain it after being asked for it back, that's enough to violate the Espionage Act.
Right. So in that case, I mean, the documents were at Mar-a-Lago after Trump left the White House. That's been pretty well established. I mean, does that make this a slam dunk case, given that the documents were there? Or is there something tricky here for prosecutors to prove?
Well, look, I think nobody's going to use the term slam dunk anymore after it was infamously used by George Tenet when it came to the Iraq stuff. But look, the thing here is that the president's going to have all sorts of claims about his declassification, that some other authorities allowed him to take them, that they're not the government's documents, they're his personal documents. It's hard to say whether there's a lot of merit. It doesn't look like on its face there's a lot of merit to those claims. But again, we don't know what we don't know.
Right.
If he had an actual written down declassification order, maybe they were declassified, which he had the authority to do when he was in office, you know, and maybe he could take them legitimately with him.
Right, right. Now, Trump's lawyer, Jim Trusty, who has since left the team, told CNN yesterday that there were several obstruction-based charges. What do we know about those obstruction charges, and what do you need to prove obstruction?
Well, look, and here it's even less clear because we only know a handful of facts, and this is even harder to figure out than the willful retention case that the Justice Department is bringing. But what we believe is going on here is that there may have been an effort to prevent this prosecution from going forward. We've heard about boxes being moved from point A to point B. We now are hearing the Wall Street Journal's reporting that Walt Nauta, one of the president's aides who was down at Mar-a-Lago, has also been charged. We don't know what the charges are going to be, but he's part of the indictment. I mean, if that's the case, then it may be this question of where was the movement of these boxes an effort to frustrate the investigation? And if so, those charges standing alone could also subject the president to jail time as well as his aide.
Let me ask you very quickly in just the 15 seconds we have left. There's been harsh response from some Republicans, including Kevin McCarthy. He called the indictment a brazen weaponization of power. How do you respond to criticism like that? Have you seen any evidence to support that?
I mean, look, the president is being prosecuted by somebody who's running against him. That alone allows him to make those arguments. It doesn't appear there's a lot of merit to that because these appear to be facially legitimate charges, but we'll see going forward.
Right. Professor Jamil Jaffer, thank you very much. Executive Director of the National Security Institute at the Antonin Scalia Law School at George Mason University. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.